welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 24th. You'll be interested to know, 528 years ago today, in 1497, the Italian explorer John Cabot, sailing under the English flag, made landfall on the coast of North America, likely in present-day Newfoundland. This historic voyage marked the first European exploration of the region since the Norse expedition centuries earlier. Cabot's journey opened the door for future exploration and eventual settlement, laying the foundation for the rich tapestry of cultures and histories that would flourish in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 to 4 mph, keeping things smooth for a bit longer before the afternoon brings slightly bumpier conditions. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 8 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3.5 feet just before 10 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide just before 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday features consistent knee-to-waist-high waves with predominantly clean conditions in the mornings, especially on Thursday. Light winds shift to fair afternoons as swell builds, peaking at 3+ feet by Friday. Expect some choppy surf on Friday midday, but evening sessions improve again. Overall, a great stretch for longboarders and those seeking mellow rides. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8:04, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:42. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday, with temperatures reaching around 69 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 59 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Wednesday through Saturday, with highs near 71 and 74. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 60s and high 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr. has filed a lawsuit against Big League Advance, aiming to void a future earnings contract, potentially costing him $34 million. The suit, lodged in San Diego County Superior Court, claims that Big League Advance used predatory tactics to entice him into an investment deal disguised as an illegal loan. Attorney Robert Hertzberg stated that Tatis received $2 million upfront for 10% of future earnings. Tatis emphasized, "I'm fighting this battle not just for myself, but for everyone still chasing their dream, aiming to protect young athletes from deceptive practices." Now on to sports. The Athletics celebrated a significant milestone on Monday, marking the groundbreaking for their $1.8 billion ballpark on the Las Vegas Strip. The site, covering 9 acres of a 35-acre area, will accommodate 33,000 fans. Athletics owner John Fisher emphasized the long journey to this point, saying these things take so long to actually make happen. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred expressed excitement about adding the Athletics to Las Vegas's vibrant sports scene. The stadium, expected to be completed in 32 months, aims to provide a luxury experience with numerous suites and amenities. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Friars fell to the Nationals 10-6. Despite a huge homer from Machado and another from Tatis Jr., the Friars couldn't keep up. Kolek took the loss, allowing 6 runs over 4 1/3 innings, as the Nationals' bats, led by Wood and Bell, proved too strong. Parker secured the win with solid pitching, leaving the Padres at 42-36, maintaining their position in the division. Tonight, the Friars take on the Nationals in San Diego for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Ryan Burgard, with a 1.88 earned run average, faces Trevor Williams, who holds a 5.54. First pitch at Petco is at 6:40, with clear skies and temperatures around 69 degrees. In top news, hotel owners in Los Angeles are in open revolt against the city's new $30 an hour minimum wage, which is set to be the highest in the country. The city council voted last month to gradually increase wages for hotel staff until 2028. Despite upcoming major sporting events, hotel owners are concerned about the financial strain, citing a decrease in foreign visitors and rising labor costs. Many are canceling renovations and scaling back services. The local hotel union argues that higher wages are necessary for workers to afford living in Los Angeles, where rental costs are significantly higher than the national average. In business news, Tesla's initial rollout of robo-taxi driverless vehicles has sparked a significant rally, boosting Elon Musk's net worth by $17 billion. Shares of Tesla surged 9%, or $29, hitting a 3-week high of over $350. Musk, who holds a 13% stake in Tesla, plus an additional 9%, extended his lead as the world's wealthiest person, outpacing Oracle chairman Larry Ellison by more than $175 billion. The launch featured 10 to 20 Model Y vehicles, impressing investors despite ongoing skepticism surrounding Tesla's driverless initiatives. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to $105,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,400. And XRP is down 1% to $2.15. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI and Jony Ive's first artificial intelligence device will not be a wearable or in-ear product, according to recent court filings. Leaders from IO, the consumer hardware team acquired by OpenAI, for $6.5 billion, revealed that this device is still at least a year away from being available for sale, not shipping until at least 2026. The prototype's design remains unfinished. Additionally, OpenAI had to remove references to the IO brand due to a trademark lawsuit from another startup called IO, which claims OpenAI infringed on its trademark rights. Entertainment news. Pixar has experienced its worst opening weekend in history with Elio, the studio's latest animated feature. Released on June 20th, the film earned just $21 million in North America and $14 million overseas. This disappointing performance marks a troubling low for the studio behind beloved films like Toy Story and Finding Nemo. Despite receiving positive reviews and an A cinema score, Elio struggled to attract audiences in a competitive market. With production costs estimated at $150 million, the film must rebound quickly to avoid becoming a costly misfire for Pixar and its parent company, Disney. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British novelist and playwright, George Bernard Shaw. And he said, "Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.